USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The official death toll from the firestorm in Maui is approaching 100, but with an FBI estimate that less than 5% of the area has been searched, officials are warning the death toll will likely rise. Hawaii Governor Josh Green yesterday.
I've authorized a comprehensive review of what happened in the early hours of the fire and the hours thereafter. We will build back together. We will find out what we could have done to prevent such loss of life. And we are bringing the full force of government to try to do all we can to alleviate suffering.
The blaze that devastated the historic town of Lahaina is now the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over 100 years. Hawaii is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's home.
I'm completely heartbroken over this, and I know all of you are too. Everything that I've seen transpire over these past couple of days, everything that continues to transpire, hour by hour and minute by minute, it's all heartbreaking.
Maui is devastated and needs your financial help now. You can donate by phone. Call the American Red Cross at 1-800-HELP-NOW. That's 1-800-435-7669. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution believes an indictment against presidential candidate Donald Trump could come as early as tomorrow. Tamar Hollerman said two witnesses confirmed to the newspaper they've been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury tomorrow. A plane that crashed during an air show near Detroit Sunday was a Soviet-era jet fighter. The privately owned MiG-23 was participating in the Thunder Over Michigan Air Show, one of the largest in the nation. Video posted on social media shows two people apparently ejecting from the plane before it crashed into the parking lot of an apartment complex about 40 miles east of Detroit. The two pilots were taken to a nearby medical facility and are listed in stable condition this morning. We are USA News.
Freshness made easy with slippery small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is criticizing President Biden's deal with Iran to free five American prisoners. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says he disagreed with unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets. McCaul noted that he also disagreed with former President Obama in 2016 when the United States paid Tehran $400 million in the Iran nuclear deal. McCaul made it clear that he wants Americans to be freed, but warned that Iran will likely use the money for what he called its terror operations and nuclear bomb aspirations. A Wisconsin veteran is about to turn 100.
David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. More than 70 of his family and friends helped him celebrate yesterday at the VFW Hall near Madison. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers.
Eight people are injured after a shooting in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. Police say it happened around 2:30 yesterday morning. The victims are between the ages of 19 and 54 and were injured after dozens of gunshots were fired into a crowd. Police have not yet named any suspects. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.